My name is Havila McDermott, and I'm married to Scott. We have two kids, and we started coming to LifePoint when our oldest, our oldest, who is now 12, when he was about one. So it's been a long time. And yeah. So when Katie asked me to give my testimony, it wasn't really hard for me to agree to do it, but I have never done this before, so it was a little intimidating. But I knew it would be good for me to reflect on my story and put this together to share with you all. A lot of my friends here, I think you know some pieces of my past, but not everything. So here we go. I'm planning on just reading this because there's lots of details and I don't want to forget anything. And I'm going to try to hold it together, which has proven to be challenging in my practice runs at home. So, I was born on April 28th, 1982, in Rensselaer, Indiana, which is a small town in northwest Indiana. It's about halfway between here and Chicago. I was raised in a tiny neighboring town of Wolcott and Remington. It's where all the windmills are when you drive up to Chicago. So, those weren't there when I was growing up, but my dad's a farmer up there, and pretty much everybody is that lives there. So it's a farming community. My dad and all the generations before him, but they've all farmed. As I look back, the older I get, the more I see how God has built my life into something beautiful. He took the broken pieces of my childhood and saved me from so much possible harm with his hand of faithfulness. He used it all to make me the person that I am today, and nothing was wasted. That is God's specialty. I hope that this truth shines brightly through my story and my life to you all. God is always working in many ways behind the scenes of our lives, even in situations that appear hopeless. He is a big God and a good Father. So on a side note, I wrote this like a week or two ago, and it seems like especially this week, a lot has happened that has just kind of been a discouragement and sort of, you know, made me think that just all this stuff that I'm going to talk about forgiveness, you know, that maybe I don't have it all done yet, but God's working. So I was born to a broken 19-year-old woman. She had just lost an 8-week-old baby to SIDS about 1 year to the day. I was born 1 year to the day after he died. So this would be obviously a terribly hard loss for a healthy woman with support, but was even more devastating for her. My mom had a very sad childhood and has spent her life searching for love in men. And she is currently on marriage number 7. My dad was 5 years older and came from what I would call a Christian family, pretty much. He was and is a hardworking farmer, like I said, and he also struggles, though, with mental health and his faith because of a lot of things that I could go on about, but he is a good dad, and he wouldn't agree with that, but he is. When I was 1 year old, my mom left my dad and took me with her. My dad didn't, is it on? Okay. He didn't fight her much on that because he was advised by his parents to just let me go because she had caused so much pain and sadness and drama. I think they just kind of gave up. So my mom and I spent the next couple of years with her second husband and then added my younger brother to the family. My mom was very young and unstable. I have memories as early as 2 to 3 of her trying to commit suicide, lots of yelling and screaming and fighting. The man my mom married was actually a good man to me, and by God's grace, all of her husbands have been. Through those years, God was faithful to put my grandparents, which would be my mom's parents, close by, and I spent most of my time with them, to my knowledge. Eventually, my mom left my brother and I completely to follow her third husband to Texas. And this was when I was about 3 years old. My brother was probably about one or maybe younger. Our mom would not live in the same state as us going forward until my high school years, which was actually a blessing. I went to my dad and my grandparents, and then my brother stayed with his dad. My brother did not grow up in a Christian home, and he has struggled with drugs all of his adult life. He is very broken, and it is heartbreaking to watch. He is currently in the process of abandoning his family, which includes a six-week-old baby girl and a four-year-old son. So that's what's been going on this week that has been just particularly hard, as I'm really close to my sister-in-law, and it's just a really hard thing to see the kids have to kind of be raised in the same type of situations that we were. So as a mother, I have struggled with this part of my story as far as my mom leaving me probably the most. I just think, you know, how can a mom do that? But this is what I feel God has taught me in response to that question. And this has only been in the past, you know, few years that I've kind of come to this conclusion. God knew that it would be best for me to stay in Indiana, where I would be safe and stable with my grandparents and my dad. He saved me from riding the ride of chasing men with my mom, and he allowed her to feel as if it was best to leave me behind, even if it was for selfish reasons on her part. He orchestrated it all to work for my best. God meant it for good, and that's how I have come to offer forgiveness to my mom for her decisions. I really don't struggle with that anymore. It's other things, but I do forgive her for that, for leaving. We all make mistakes, and I've made the decision to extend grace to her as Christ has done for me. Nothing happens unless God says so, because he is sovereign and he works all for his glory. There is great hope and peace in that for me. He is with us, and nothing surprises him. So I spent the next few years from ages 3 to 7 living between my two sets of grandparents and my dad. My dad had full custody, and he saw me a lot, but he was, you know, alone, and he was busy, and my grandparents arranged my care without any court orders, as far as I know. They just shared me back and forth through the week. I didn't really know the adult details of those arrangements. As a child, I just knew that it worked. My two sets of grandparents couldn't be more different as far as lifestyles, but they came together for me during those years. My dad's parents took me to church every Sunday, and they made sure that, I mean, everybody made sure I got to school and that all my needs were met. And I am just forever grateful that they were willing to step into those roles for me. And I felt like when I was writing this that God was just having me say, never underestimate that call if you're put in the same position. So, you know, they didn't have to do that, but they did, and I'm grateful. When I was almost 7 years old, my dad remarried, and I came to live with he and my stepmom, and her name was Sharon. It is Sharon. She became my mom in every sense of the word. She taught me everything, really. I mean, how to shave my legs, how to always be empathetic to the underdog, and to love Jesus with all my heart. She led me to Christ in our kitchen. One day, we prayed together, and I accepted Jesus into my heart. And I'm not sure exactly how old I was when that happened. I think it was pretty soon after they got married. Mom would remember, but I can't ask her for reasons that I'll explain later. I was baptized at our church when I was about 12, so I remember that really well, and talking in front of the church and everything. So maybe I did talk in a microphone then. I don't know, but I'm sure I was really nervous, just like I am now. It was not a fairy tale life growing up. There were many ups and downs, as there always are. Through it all, Sharon was my constant. She helped me to forgive my mom and was a picture of grace. She had a huge role in shaping me into who I am today. There were so many things going on behind the scenes that she and my dad protected me from. They did an excellent job of keeping me out of it, out of the adult stuff, and never spoke poorly of my mom although they had ample opportunity through the years, which I think is a really good, a big takeaway too. As hard as it is, just keep the kids out of the adult stuff. My brother did not have that. And I really think that, you know, that really damaged him a lot. So she did her best, as she herself had was a broken person. Her dad was an alcoholic, so just lots going on there when she was growing up. She loved me as her own and poured her life into my dad and I. God gave me Sharon to raise me and lead me to himself. They were never able to have more children, and she always told me that my mom loved me the best the way that she knew how. She also said, there is always someone out there that has it worse than you, which is so true, and I think that's really something that stuck with me. I was really, really blessed, always loved, and pretty much always safe. Also, she taught me that our feelings are fickle, and they will come and go and change. Don't base anything on your feelings alone. So many other nuggets of wisdom that have stuck with me and come to mind a lot in childhood. I did also continue to see my biological mom through the years. My brother and I would fly to Florida, where she lived, to see her on school breaks, and we also went for a month in the summer every year. No doubt, Sharon prayed me through those trips, as they never knew what situation they were sending me into. I remember one summer, she wrote me a letter every day for the entire month so that I would get mail daily from home. It was always really hard to go down there for a month. I remember being, just really missing my dad and Sharon when I left. And then by the time I was there for a month, then I was kind of, you know, used to it there. And so then I would miss her when I came home. And so, but God always had his hand of protection on me, and I was never hurt physically or any other way to my knowledge. Moving on, in my junior and high school and college days, I fell away from my faith some. My dad decided that we should leave our church that we had attended for years in Lafayette because he didn't want to make the drive anymore. So it was like 30 minutes from home. Middle school is not an easy time to make a transition to a new church, and I didn't handle it very well. I remember them trying to pay me to go to youth group, literally pay me, and that didn't work either. I never completely turned my back on God or denied him. I just did things my way for several years, especially ages like 19 and 20. This proved to only cause hurt and sorrow. There's nothing good came out of that. One night as I was driving, I asked God to take my life back and help me to seek him. I literally cried out to him, and he answered me. I started going back to church regularly, and soon thereafter, I met my husband, Scott, and we've been married a little over 14 years now. When I was newly pregnant with our son, Cade, so in 2005, it was September of 2005, Sharon, my stepmom, took her own life after years of battling her mental and physical health. This has been a loss that has broken me and has also pushed me deeper in the Lord. It has been 13 years since losing her. I wish so much that things could be different, as she would have loved our kids, and I miss her. I can't see my tears. So, yeah, I just miss her. I miss her wisdom. She knew me so well and just better than I know myself. She knew Cade was on the way, but she just couldn't hang on anymore. But as Isaiah says in chapter 55, his ways and thoughts are higher than mine. I memorized those verses, 8 and 9 from that chapter as we were driving up for her funeral and all that. He knows best, and as she told me, we will see each other again. She left a card that said that stuff. Every single event he has allowed was first filtered through his grace and knowledge of the bigger picture. He has not made a decision concerning me outside of his lavish love for me. He is faithful, and I will spend my life pointing to him and giving him the glory for it all. So my life verse is Genesis 50:20, You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. I also read this quote earlier this week, I think on social media, but I thought it was so good. It says, "Rely on the Lord, for only he can turn a mess into a message, a test into a testimony, and a trial into a triumph, and what's broken into something beautiful."